Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Got this.
Hello, this is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So yeah, I got some feedback from your underwriting department here about your deal. Do you have a few minutes to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, kind of like I was foreshadowing, the negative account balance in August really kind of limited your options as far as programs are concerned to get you approved. You know, and the average deposit and the average balance weren't too high, and the FICO is a little low, low time in business, but we were actually able to get something for you, which is good news.
Okay.
So kind of like how I expected, it was around 8 or 10, it came back. You got an approval for $8,500.
Mm-hmm.
And you have two different term options, actually. So you have one for 8 months and 7 months.
Okay.
Which, you know, I guess for you, if you are using this for inventory, is, you know, that's about two flips, correct? You know, about 3 to 4 uh-huh. months on a turnover. So, okay. You know, if, you know, get probably net around $6,000, depending on the balance of your CAN capital, because what we're going to have to do is pay that off, and then you're going to net the rest.
Okay.
So, hypothetically, let's say your CAN capital is $2,000. You're probably going to net somewhere around $6,000, right?
Yeah.
And you pretty much, like I said, you have two options from there. We can either use that $6,000 for, you know, it's all in your power then. You can use that to either pay off your cabbage balance, or mm-hmm. you can use it for your inventory, flip it twice, and kind of use that profit to pay off cabbage, which I would recommend you doing, just because mm-hmm. It helps your business. Number one, you're growing, you're moving more product, you're turning a profit, and what you're not doing is paying, you know, down a balance and kind of have nothing left over at the end. You know, I know yeah. cabbage was expensive, which is why, you know, it would be nice if you had just paid that whole loan off. Mm-hmm. It was like
$5,000. Yeah.
Yeah. So theoretically, you could pay it all off. And our loan is about $1,500 a month.
Okay.
So that would actually pay off the CAN capital one, which is $34 a day, which is around like $700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd pay that off and then pay off your $1,200, because right now you're paying about $1,900 a month, correct?
I'm paying the CAN capital, which is like $740 a month, and then the Headway capital, which is $740 a month, and then the cabbage, which is $1,200.
Okay, so this is going to be $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so like I said, you could use that to cover cabbage and can, because I think you said cabbage was the expensive one that you were kind of looking to get rid of, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so you could pay off both of those, which combined is about $1,900, and ours is $1,500, so that'll save you about $400 on that end of things. But again, yeah, I would push you more into doing maybe using it for inventory.
Yeah.
Because then you could take that profit and put it back into the business.
Exactly. I have the holidays coming up too, so.
Yeah, an extra $6,000 in your pocket wouldn't really hurt. And it's also nice because with that $6,000, you are alleviating the CAN capital. That's going to be gone. So that $34 a day is no longer going to be there. It's getting replaced with ours is going to be a daily draw as well.
Uh-huh. What is it going to be?
It's going to be 71. So basically, okay. What we're doing is basically giving you a $6,000 for 37 a day. It's and kind of taking rid of the CAN capital. I guess at the end of the day, like that's what you net. $6,000, 37 a day, and your CAN capital is gone.
Okay.
Is that something you'd kind of be interested in, or does that work for you?
I think that would be fine. Do I have to pay off the CAN capital, or do you guys do that?
We will do that directly. So that's why I said okay. That is kind of out of your power. But then that $6,000
That's good because yeah. they, when I tried to pay, I did try to pay it off like a couple months ago with Can Capital, and I had to have a wire transfer, and the bank was going to charge me $100 to do that. So I didn't end up doing it because I was like, oh, okay, whatever. This is a pain.
Exactly. So we'll get that handled for you, and then basically whatever you net is just going to be deposited into your business bank account. So hopefully, you know, you're not going to have the balance too high there. Hopefully it's, you know, under $2,500. That way you can net just about $6,000 and use that all for your inventory.
Yeah.
So what I need from you right now, and I'll put this in an email, don't worry, is a business license.
Okay.
Voided check for us to deposit because we got to draft up the documents. So we need a driver's license and a voided mm-hmm. check, a copy of that.
I don't, do you need my EIN number, my employee identification number with the taxes? Because I don't have an actual business license. Because I don't have an official, lease with the person that I'm renting from. And when I went to go get a business license, I had to have an official lease, and at the time I didn't have it. So what else do you need?
Okay, so what we're going to do there, just get me, I'll pull your secretary's, you don't have one, your sole prop. We'll just get around that one. I'll check with the funding department to see what their other option would be. They might ask for a landlord reference number and landlord mm-hmm. contact info. So put that in the email. They'll just basically call whoever you're renting your business from and say, hey, yeah. has Jamie been making payments on time? Does she owe you any money? Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And yep. that's fine. And okay. finally, I just need your Can Capital payoff letter. If you can get that from me or for me.
I can get it for you. I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to be with clients until about 5 o'clock today.
That's so, fine. You know, we're on the West Coast, too, so it's nice because you can get out at 5 and then do some paperwork, get it over to me. And even if you get that to me later today / tomorrow morning, we'll get your documents out for you. And, you know, if you get those signed, we'll finish up and we can have this all wrapped up and finished by, you know, Friday, Monday, Tuesday next week.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Jamie.
All right. If you'll send me an email with everything that you
of
need.
Of course. Exactly. Thank you. Actually, you know what I'm going to ask for right now?
Okay.
Can you just get me the voided check and the driver's license, and that way I can draft the docs and get those to you today so you can review them, and then we'll do the rest of the bulk of the paperwork we'll handle, you know, when you have some more free time.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Jamie.
All right.